Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
It's good to be back. 2 days.
I was going to say, you're back for how long?
2 days. We're going to go watch some basketball Friday. We'll be gone for the week. But I'll check in. I'll check in, even with the 6 hour time, a 7 hour, 8 hour time difference.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, it'll be a little different. I'm going to see our old buddy Gwen.
Oh, the bowler?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Well, she lives on the island.
Oh yeah.
So there's lots in play, lots to talk about again as we get set for the holidays and a great season. Before we get to our guests, let me give the opportunity that through Beatrice Bakery, we'd like to make somebody smile if possible. If you have somebody that you want to get a gift for, somebody that you want, it could be one of the dessert cakes, one of the breakfast breads, or grandma's traditional fruitcake. If you're looking for something, a place that can get you delivery or that you can drive to Beatrice and pick up, or you can drive here to 11th and O and pick up, we have cake and samples here that make amazing gifts. I mean, whether it's the chocolate rum cake or the strawberry daiquiri, the key lime cake, we've got the Kahlua cake that you can sample. There's a wonderful bourbon pecan, southern pecan.
I haven't tried that. I'm a big fan of the rum cakes. I'll say those are, if you're a little nervous, you don't know about the rum cakes. Are
the vanilla so chocolate. Vanilla or chocolate rum cakes are amazing gifts, especially for the holidays. Families there, you slice it up. You can nuke it for like 20 seconds and put an ice cream dollop on it. Fire. Absolute fire. So there's lots to do that. So you can hit us up on the text line, Starter Haven text line, 402-464-5685 if you want to nominate somebody. Or if you can simply say, you know what? I'd like to try it. So hit us up. Put it in the text line. Harris will keep his eyes on. And we will select somebody. You can follow us on all the streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo Channel 961, if you would. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the hour. And it is time. It is time to set the standard. Let's hear the voice.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Let's bring him in. He is the lead Fairfax Football Academy, the North Star, the inspiration, the visionary, the developer and installer of greatness of young people. Let's bring in Barry Thompson, the coach. BT, what's good with you, baby? Got to unmute him.
Yeah, Barry Thompson, one second here as we work through some technical difficulties here.
Yeah, that's the thing that's happening. It happens, and apparently my walking in the building today set off some things that I went, wow, I wasn't even here. How could I break things?
Yeah, it was fascinating. So Barry Thompson, what we'll do is I'm going to have to work through a couple things here. So I think I will shoot you some messages, DP. We'll chop it up back and forth, and I'll message
Barry Thompson. Yeah, no, there's plenty to talk about, and I want to go through some of the things. So, of course, I just saw Barry this past few days, and we had the opportunity to go and hang out at a Washington Wizards game, and I only call it that because that was the home venue. It was really a Boston Celtics game. the Wizards it was kind of like going to see the Harlem Globetrotters and knowing that the Washington Generals were just there as fodder for entertainment and laughter. Right? Like I don't know that there's anybody who goes to see the Harlem Globetrotters but actually roots for the Washington Generals. That's kind of where we were in trying to figure out because quite frankly, I'm not sure that the Washington Generals didn't have a better winning percentage than the Washington Wizards currently do. The Wizards have won three games all season long. Three. Harrison, you and I haven't coached a minute. We haven't coached 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. You and I could have saved them a whole lot of money by going in and only winning three games. We could only win three less than the professionals that they have in place. You and I could only lose three fewer times than the current millionaire professionals who are coaching the Washington Wizards. And just so you get some grasp of my basketball season, NBA season, that let's say that I, you know, the places that teams that I've worked for, the Utah Jazz, also not exactly lighting up the win column. Like if you were going to use Christmas bulbs to indicate how many wins they've had this season, it would be the Charlie Brown tree before they put the lights on. Like they don't have many lights. And then, oh, let's bring up the Charlotte Hornets because quite frankly, the three of these organizations are doing an effort. And again, Harrison, you and I have not coached at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure that we could go in and work at the win efficiency of the current coaches. Just on an absolute accident, we could go in and win three games. And so we went through actually, it was Barry, Hoss Tabrizi, and my brother, your brother Wendell. And so Harrison, we have to apologize in advance for this because we had seats right behind the Wizards bench. And I don't mean on the side. I mean right behind the Wizards bench.
Mm-hmm. See the superstars of Kyle Kuzma and right Jordan Poole?
In street clothes. In street clothes.
What? Are those guys the load management? I don't know. Those guys the injury report right now.
When you say load management and the Washington Wizards.
good point.
You have to identify it as diaper load management.
Yeah. I don't know what you're saving Kuzma's knees for, if that's the case.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure what that is. But it was so... Again, we're watching the world champions. And a big part of that is trying to figure out, okay, how's this going to play out? But then at some point you recognize and you accept that it's going to play out exactly the way you think it is. The Wizards are going to lose by double digits. It's not going to be pretty. There are going to be questions about quality of play. There's going to be doubt of talent. So, Harrison, we did what absolute grown-up man babies would do in that situation. Harrison, we went, left those seats right behind the Wizards, and went into the VIP club where they fed us. And they fed us for 2 hours. 2 hours. And let me just explain that the VIP at Capital One Arena. Now, they tried to fool you. Like, so for the first timers, when you first walk into the club, right? So it's courtside, but you walk, you know, back through the ramp. And when you walk in, what you see is pizza, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn.
The classic concessions.
Right? You see that and you go, okay, well, you know, let's eat.
Uh-huh.
Except my friends are built a little different. They're wired a little different. They're naturally curious. So, Harrison, they begin to wander to the other, to the backside of the VIP club.
And we're talking Barry Thompson, Hasta Breezy. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to try to plug him in, and I'll let you continue the story. Because if Barry's, I want the full snap. So Barry Thompson, we'll do a quick audio check.
Yeah. Here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Perfect. Fantastic.
Okay. All right.
So we again, popcorn, hot dogs in the front. And for the lay fan, for the layman fan, You're in heaven because it's air quotes free food, right? Mm-hmm. It's free food. So, listen, I give me four hot dogs and free popcorn and sodas. I'm not going to complain, except for these curious folks. Again, the intelligent, the curious folks. Of course, Barry and his chef sinuses, his nasals pick him up and lift him up and float him to the backside of the VIP club. Right? Which, because it's like, well, wait a minute. That's a different smell coming from back there. Yeah. That's a different smell. So on the back side, hidden from the paupers and the one-timers, there's shrimp.
Oh. Yeah.
Shrimp. Like, it's full cuisine, right? It's full cuisine. Oh, there's prime rib.
Yeah.
Oh. So only the regulars know to go back.
I was going to say, that's right? How you get you.
To go in the back. But it gets better. It gets better. Because in the regular space, you know, it's popcorn and cookie. But if you look around, there's ice cream.
Yeah. There's a dessert table at the end.
Right. Like a full dessert table these refrigerators with any good humor ice cream item you can imagine.
Yeah.
And because we are who we are, we spent more time giggling and eating free food than we did watching the world champion in Boston Celtics. Barry, is that a fair? Is that a
no,
fair?
It was a fair thing. It was so funny. DP always gets these tickets whenever he posts, and he's really close. I always quickly chime in and say, man, you know, I need to talk to somebody so you can get better seats. So we go to the entrance of this Capital One Arena, and we see a bunch of people, and then we look down the side, and there's a shorter line, and it says card holder. And so we walk up, and I see DP kind of fishing his pocket for something because the guy asked for something. I said, what's going on? And they said, this is for Capital One card holders. I said, you mean what's in my wallet? I said, I got one of them. So we just kind of cruise in, and then we keep walking down these steps. And as soon as we sit down, I said, DP, I'm not tolerating sitting four rows back anymore. I told you third row or less, or else I'm not coming out with this foolishness. And so we sat there for a little bit, and somebody came by. I think they kind of knew who we were that night.
Yeah.
They came to us pretty quick. And they said, you know, there's food over there.
Yeah. The usher was like, oh, no. Y'all need to go eat.
Yeah. So there was just a bunch of wizard foolishness for a while. And I said, come on, let's go back and check it out. And we did. And it's everything he described. And the thing that made it really perfect is in a game like that, it was getting late into the third. And you know, I said, why don't we head on out of here? So we head on out of there. We've got to take our flex picture near the thing. We took one near the hockey stuff. Yeah. And Hoss hooked it up, and he goes, yeah, Uber will be here in 1 minute. So we stepped out. Rogers right there took us back across the bridge. We finished up the night at a place called Dudley's. It was just one of those evenings. DP had kind of made a point about it, like just making time to get together. And it is something that we all need to do a little more often. We're really good with each other. All of us are really good with each other when we kind of just hang out for a little bit. And it was just one of those nights where we're just kind of hanging out. The chat continued in the car. I don't know really what we were talking about, coaching stories and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, just hanging out, real no rhyme or reason to it, no purpose, but something that's very healthy for the soul. So I want to thank DP for putting that together and getting us out. It was a really wonderful night.
It's always interesting from to get away from it, and it's a rare case for me again where I'm going to games where I'm working. I have to be on, right? I have to have eyes on my brain has to be processing what I'm seeing. But to be with people who are intelligent and good people and funny and they're thoughtful and considerate, and you just go, quite frankly, that could have been the Jazz and the Wizards, and we'd have had the same quality at night. Mm-hmm. And then last night we did a thing. We went, we met late and went to our old high school that we coached at.
Yeah,
and spent some time with Doug Craig and I kind of want to talk about Doug because Barry and Hoss have found their way onto the airwaves here, and Doug Craig is a part of the reason why. Doug Craig was the program lead. Doug Craig, to equate it, Harrison, I think you've actually met, you've talked to Red Jenkins, who's a legendary coach. Mm-hmm. If Tom Osborne was a high school coach, he's Red Jenkins in D.C., right? Falls at that level. His peer is Morgan Wooten, one of the top five high school coaches ever. His replacement, I mean, there's a short list of people who could walk in those shoes, and Doug Craig being one of them. And I want to say he's won like 22 of 27 district titles. And, you know, it's just some ridiculous number of, and then producing, high caliber young men, into great programs.
Who we ran into, by the way, Matt Ayew. Shout out to Matt.
Yeah. We ran into at the Caps, at the Wizards game, we ran into one of our players, in the VIP suite. Yeah.
So we know Coach Craig's players are doing well in their afterlife.
Yeah. Hey, that is the thing that you could see. You could literally say out loud that if you're a member of that program, you're going to set yourself up for doing well if you follow the boundaries and the GPS. And it hits that great programs have that kind of depth. I mean, listen, not for nothing, but I mean, if it's me, Barry, and Hoss DeBrisi at the bottom pyramid of your coaching tree,
pretty good.
You know, it's not, and you know, it shows up, right? Yeah. I mean, that's a group that, you know, back to back regional titles, and then the following year a state title, and it doesn't happen by accident. That if you can get Barry Thompson to coach at a lower level, to install the goodness in players and the standard in players, whatever system they get when they get to Doug, and Doug is passionate and depth about it, and he had Hoss DeBrisi doing the, you know, mad scientist X and O's next to him. But it was a reminder of why we do it and how good that staff was. And it's just good to sit around and watch Barry and Doug kind of poke fun at each other, and it's a powerful thing. So Barry, it's always good to, there's certain people, Harrison, that when you're around them, you plug into them and they don't drain you. They charge you up. Mm. And we try to tell people to find you a circle of people that when you're around them, your juice goes up, not you don't get drained. Yeah. And in that space, you had three, three Chargers.
Well, they say, find the people who fan your flames and set your life on fire. You know what I mean? Yeah. Stay away, so, stay away from those energy vampires out there.
Oh man, they are out there in full. It really is the thing. So Barry, since you were muted, we're going to take a break and then come back.
Okay,
and give you the full second segment so we can go through some of the things, because a part of what we're talking about in space is this unique time for Nebraska football.
Yep.
Where they're preparing for first bowl game in years.
Mm-hmm.
What are they trying to do? What's when, the baby. Priority? What what's when, the baby. Priority?
When
well, right?
We'll talk like, about it. We'll talk about
we'll
it.
Talk about that with Barry Thompson on 1-on-1 93.7 The Ticket. Welcome back. He is Barry Thompson, Fairfax Football Academy. You know, just a reminder for somebody.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As the text said, how do you and Barry meet? Yeah, no, Barry was he was the captain and the quarterback and the leader of my high school football program.
Yeah.
I was a nobody, man. I walked up, I was like, who's that dude? Who's that dude? Okay, gotta go with that. You know, and then several times this weekend had to tell the story of how we hooked up again. And it's pretty fascinating.
That was actually the one where you just randomly walked across the hallway, right?
And ran that was wild. As we were retelling that again, it was wild. It was one of those things out of desperation. But I'll do it real quick for the listeners. We have been separated by about 23 years. Not for any reason, just life takes you different ways. I think DP had written a letter at one point that found us, but you know, no connection, no common connections, no anything. Although we did find out in telling the stories that there were points where we were around each other, didn't know it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I had the biggest surprise of my adult life was coaching, believe it or not. And one of the first things I did in coaching, the first thing I did in coaching was take over a youth club. And I'm running a youth club, and then I get hired while I'm doing that to be a head freshman coach at a public school. And this event between he and I took place on a Saturday, but that Monday, my staff starts falling apart. A guy calls me on Monday. I thought I could do it, can't do it. I'm okay. I got 4 guys. Then Wednesday, I had a really good coach who's going to handle O-line for me. He leaves me a message, won't even talk to me. And then Friday, we have a processing thing called Gatehouse, and this really good kid got kicked out for no reason. So this is Saturday, I got to go this way in, and the way this school is set up, there's a long hallway that you can enter from either side. And I'm walking down that hallway, and I'm trying to put together my staff, get these kids weighed in, and I see DP for the first time in 23 years. And I literally said, "What are you doing?" That's it. I didn't say, "Hey, what's up?" You know, I just said, "What are you doing?" DP's response was, "What do you need me to do?" I said, "I need you to get your butt to Gatehouse and go through this processing thing because you're coaching with me." And I felt better because at that point, now I got three coaches, myself and DP and this guy named Josh Richards. Just as DP's getting cleared, Josh Richards calls me and says, I got some good news and got some bad news. And I'm like, what's the good news? He says, I got a promotion at work. The bad news is I can't be here during practice time. So just as Josh is leaving, DP comes on, and our reward was to coach 50 freshman football players that year. And we somehow did it. And then DP drags me into basketball, and there you go.
it's all funny to me that through all of it, the universe doesn't miss.
What were you at the high school again for?
I was at the event because I was going to coach Little League.
Yeah, he was. It was
at a different organization.
Right, he was at youth weigh-in with a town. This youth league that we were part of at the time, it was called the Fairfax County Youth Football League. It was a big organization. It had over 5,000 players in it, about 30 different clubs, and it was weight class football. There were 7 different weight classes, and some of the clubs would have up to 30 teams in their one club. So it was massive. And he was walking in on that weigh-in day. Somebody had, cooked him up with South County. And I'm walking in as commissioner of one club, but I'm also coaching high school football, trying to put together the staff. And that's when I saw him and I said, what are you doing? He said, what do you need me to do? I'm like, I need you to get your butt cleared so you can coach with me. And I literally didn't know what DP had been doing for the past 23 years. I just thought he was going to come coach with me.
Yeah, it really was. It really was funny. I was like, yeah, I got stuff to tell you. We've been doing some things.
And I found out all that stuff afterwards. Run the CBA team and the Panthers, the Jazz, the Redskins, all that other stuff. That was like later on. But I just had a
bother. And it had nothing to do with why we got back together. Yeah. Which is the thing, right? It really didn't matter, and that we were supposed to go on this journey together. And it leads to Lincoln, Nebraska. I know I'd set a table where I wanted to go.
Yeah, we're talking about 13.
Yeah, but I still.
You're still in this getting together thing.
Yeah. Well, we have weeks. We'll be able to get to it.
Listen, I can add to it real quick because I was thinking about today that you might bring this up, and something that was on my heart was this season that we just had with W&L. And yeah. I'm going to bring it back to what we're talking about and to Lincoln. This idea of people getting together and being with one another, right? This is really what is on your heart, and it's on mine too. And we just watched this historic season, and it's a lot of good stuff, and I can, brag about all that kind of mess. But what was really interesting about this season is watching this Arlington community get together. And increasingly get together on a Friday night for a couple hours and watch a game and the student section there and the band and everything else. To the point where we got to the regional championship game, we presented ourselves, this program that was like 2-8, 2-8, 5-5, whatever, and until last couple seasons, 9-1, 10-0, there was overflow. And the thing about it is that being from Arlington, there's a certain vibe in Arlington. Just like there is in pockets of Lincoln. I know there is because I've been there. There's this great vibe that Lincoln has, and there's a great vibe that Arlington has, where the people in those communities enjoy getting together. That's why the Haymarket is fun. That's why if you come to Arlington, the restaurants are fun. The nightclubs are fun. And people come in there because that's the Arlington vibe. That's the Lincoln vibe down the Haymarket. We enjoy getting together. And this football season, this particular one, was really just an excuse for a bunch of people to do what they naturally want to do, which is to be with one another and talk and fellowship and, maybe yell or scream or whatever for a little bit. But it was really that getting together part. And when people get together, when communities get together, there's all these wonderful things that can happen, right? It's good for us as humans to do it. Just like we did Sunday night, it's good for our souls to do that. And it's good for communities to do that, no matter how big that community is. And the best thing about these outdoor sports, whether it's baseball or, whatever, is it's really democratic, small d written, right? You don't have to belong to something to be a part of the community when you go. You pay your money, you get in, and next thing you know, you're making friends with the person next to you. it's an, you know, this time of year, it's just a really important thing, that that idea of belonging, right? And now we can tie that belonging into talking about the Huskers, right? Because
it's the thing that you get to spend, and this program has missed a decade plus of practices and meetings and film study and IQ matches and nutrition and workouts together and bonding and kind of being proud of themselves together, right? Because not everybody gets to practice now. This is the first time that they get the extra practice. Coaches get the extra time. The players that go home for a break, you know, before they come back, they get to go home and say, yeah, we're going to a bowl game. Yeah. Like, and it changes, but it's also a short window. So then the focus of bowl games changes. And we're not talking about the college playoff bowl games. We're talking about the bowl games. The Timmy's and Joe's
Jimmy's and Joe's.
Well, no. Jimmy still plays in January. but what are you working on from the offensive side? Let's just use that. Do you want to see what Dylan Raiola is? Do you want to see what's behind him? Do you want to know what you have in play for next year? Are you trying to just win a game and whatever lessons we get? What are you doing?
Right. That you have to choose, right? You have to choose. Like, what is it that you want to do? I think, you know, with everything flying around, I think it's more important that you the first objective is you better make sure you have the right guys with you. It's always been important, but it's more important now than ever. Have you chosen the right guys to be with you to do this? And the easy way to filter that out is to set your course as to what you want to do. And if you're strict and you're aligned in what it is that you want to do, what you find is that the people that are uncomfortable with that, through their actions, they'll eliminate themselves. And now the portal, they'll just leave. But you want to find that out, right? This is the first stepping stone to next season. Now, the other thing, you know, what are you doing? Are you pursuing this as a game plan to go win? Or are you using this as an opportunity to say, this is how we will win a football game, okay? And these are the things that we want to be good at. And if we're good at them, we're confident that these things will help us win a football game. That's probably, for me, the best approach, right? That to evaluate those things that you think are necessary to win a football game and put them under the test of a bowl game, right? Does it look like does this combination – this formation, we think we can get a lot out of it. Does it look as good as it, you know, do we have the people to do it? It, to me, that's that more important valuation as you go forward, because it shapes your thinking and your planning as the portal closes and it's going to open up again in the spring, right, sometime. So I think the choice that you choose is you've got to figure out. I've been talking about this a lot more lately. There are X's and O's that are out there. They're a dime a dozen, and they're important. But I just think that the coaches that are successful, they consistently successful, is they have a plan to win a football game. You know, they have a plan to win a football game. And that means not just tactically from game to game. That flexibility comes within the structure that they set up to win the football game, right? And that starts with, what kind of people do I have? You know, what am I going to ask them to do? Are they going to be good at it, right? How do I make them better at what I'm going to ask them to do? And then am I building enough flexibility into that structure so that when I need to attack something, I need to defend something, I can do it with the same personnel without confusing them and playing fast, right? It sounds simple, but that's really the challenge. It's not, you know, the play that you draw up. How does that fit? And teams have to fit together. They really do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough to have an offense. It's five wide and you're slinging the ball around and to make a tough defense out of that. Right. Because they're just not going to get a lot of practice when you go ones against ones. They're defending space and then they're going to have to play Wisconsin or whoever else. It's going to, you know, put their hand in the dirt and go straight forward. And it's not that your players aren't capable. They just don't have the reps at doing that. So you have to think about, how do I want to put this together in a way that I know I can go win a football game and I have enough flexibility to do what I need to do tactically from time to time to stop stuff or to attack things. And I think that you approach the bowl game, I think that's the most important thing, right? This step in this process, you've got your guys with you, you've got the coaching situation under control. Let's start prosecuting how we want to win a football game. Let's go play Husker football, no matter how it's defined, and let's make that better. And let's see where that takes us.
It, like I said, I think over the next couple of weeks, we'll have more answers. Hopefully fewer questions, but we're not sure. I think bowl games let you know what you know and give you answers to what you think you know. And it doesn't matter. It's that thing. Do you win? But remember, Boston College is going to be there too. And they've got their own agenda. And
the backup QB also like game-winning drive last time he started. So it's not like the backup doesn't know how to play.
Right? Theirs may not mesh with yours. You may be coming to play football. They might want to come and fight. But that's a big part of it. Barry, we'll take a break when we come back. All right. We'll tell us what you're cooking, Coach Cooker, with the coach Barry Thompson on 1-on-1 93.7 The Ticket. Final segment of 1-on-1 with Barry Thompson. Thank Harrison Arns for manning the board, getting us through the evening. BT, it's that question we ask you each week. What are you cooking, Coach?
Well, you know, not cooking this week, going out to eat. And what I'm going to recommend, there's a lot of – I wasn't there long. I need to get back soon. But what I saw, there's a lot of diversity in those menus in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to say to everybody this week, let's go out and get something somewhere that we haven't gotten in a while. Maybe try it out a little bit. You have some great restaurants involved with the ticket out there, but there's places. Read a little review, be a little intrigued, give it a shot. Today, I like fried fish, and there's a lot of different fried fish options around here. When we get close to D.C. or right the D.C. or Maryland-Virginia line, that fried fish sandwich, right? That whiting that tilapia on a piece of white bread, fried a specific way. But right where I live, they do the whole fried fish. There's a restaurant called Songbird. I've never been there before, heard about it. They have their version of doing it. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful kind of surprise. You know, they even offered to take the bone out and fry it for me. But the whole fried fish, if you've never ordered that, it's a great kind of shareable meal. The meat is kind of flaky and chunky, and they usually have some type of sauce with it if you want to go that way. Fried fish is just really delightful. So whatever it is, step out a little bit this week and maybe try something a little bit different from a restaurant you haven't been to. They deserve your business.
Yeah, no, that is all fair. And the fact that, you know, places that will debone the fish, whole fish
for you. Yeah, that's cool, right?
Yeah, those are MVPs. MVPs. Barry, we're gonna flip the script here.
Okay.
A lot of the conversation today, earlier this morning, I was on a show and we had a full debate about the best albums ever. Yeah.
I'm totally talking about
the best albums ever. And here's the rule. So here are the rules.
Yeah. No, I know the daggone rules.
Here are the rules, right? You only get to choose five. And they're the only ones, those will be the only albums that exist. Once you choose those five, they're the only ones you can listen to, and you can only choose one per lead singer. So if it's the Jacksons.
I got your daggone rules.
Right?
Yeah. It made my head hurt. Yeah, I was looking at the list that the guys posted, and it was a good list. But then I thought, like, okay, Led Zeppelin's not on there. You know, the Police aren't on there. Little Feat, Waiting on Columbus isn't on there. You can't put that on there. You know, and if you're in the mood, James Taylor, you can't put him on there. Right? And then I'm not even counting my country boys. Like, everybody likes a little Bo Cephas in their life. I can't put them in there. I can't put Alabama in there. I mean, well, you know, cry a little. Oh man, I can't put Johnny Cash in there. I got Merle Haggard.
But you only get five.
That's what I'm saying. I got
you
Rush.
Only get five. Listen, here's the rules. You only get one wife.
I like a little Justin Timberlake. I like Bruno Mars. I mean, I can't put Buckwheat Zydeco in there. I can't put. You know, I got, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan. I can't put him in there. You know, I just like, I got to get down to five. I'm like, what are you doing?
Five. You got 2 minutes.
I'm going to go slow. I'll put Little Feet in there. I like that album. I like the way it's sequenced. I'll give you one. You don't have to do five visits before I get to my five. Because I got to eliminate so many people. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Golly, DP. I mean, how do you come up with this stuff?
Hey, man.
Just to make people mad.
Yeah.
I mean.
There's one. Little Feet is one.
Yeah, Little Feet. I like that album.
Okay.
And the Police album, Zenyatta Bandata, whatever that was, that one they came out. I like the way that But I'm not putting that on the list yet because I'm not sure because I got Prince's Emancipation. I got
I'm not burning my own bridge.
I gave you one. I got four left.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take all summer to make up my mind because I like classical music. I like Aaron Copland stuff. I can't put him on there.
You hear this, right?
I mean, I got my salsa music that I like. I like Willie Colon. I like Ruben Blades.
Give me one of your albums, Harrison, that if you, again, you only get five that you got to listen to all forever and ever and ever.
Celia Cruz, I can't put her on there.
Mac Miller.
There's one. Okay.
Nora right. Jones. No, I'm just Nora kidding. I'm just kidding.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes you might feel a little blue. What about BB King?
Listen, no. I couldn't put Phoebe Snow on my list. I couldn't.
What about BB King?
Anita Baker. You,
all right. Here we go. Can we do it by genre?
Yeah.
50 seconds.
Yeah. 50 seconds, bro. Got to rile them off.
You're not rushing me. I'm gonna take my time.
Up next week, then.
I'm gonna take this all summer. By August, I might have number two.
There we go. BT, love you, brother. Appreciate you, man. Don't go anywhere. Ticket Weeknights rolls on. Harrison Arnes at the boards. He'll take you through here. 93.7 The Ticket.